It is true that the President Jakaya Kikwete has invited the heads of state of EAC at the capacity of the chairperson of the African the East Africa community, discussing the standoff in Burundi.
So what is going to be different about this EAC summit on Monday, especially when they've had quite a few of these meetings and the crisis seemed to be getting worse in Burundi?
Well, the situation getting worse in Burundi actually calls for more meetings than boycotting meetings of this nature. And specifically, they'll just sit and discuss and assess the situation, including getting an updated version of what exactly is on the ground, what is happening, how does this, the government of Burundi has either rejected or implemented the conditions that were set by the heads of state in their first meeting before coming up with a follow-up meeting a month ago.
Some people have called for a postponement of the presidential election scheduled for July 15. With the current situation on the ground, will the heads of state look into some of these matters or calls by some African leaders as well as the international community for this presidential election, for that matter, to be postponed?
Well, first, you must understand that it was within the mandate of the EAC heads of state that they mandated the government of Burundi to extend the elections within the mandate of the current regime of President Nkurunziza. And so, for sure, this would just definitely be one of the issues assessing whether, some of these, because this, the extension of the elections was part of the condition that was set by the heads of state. And they also mandated the Burundian government to ensure that not only extend the elections, but also make sure that Burundians who are afraid in Tanzania and Rwanda, return to participate in the democratic process that is taking place now. So definitely this will be part of the issue to assess whether the refugees and people who fled out of the country, are they really participating, and whether the extension was enough, because I know for sure the Burundian government extended the elections, but whether it met the expectation of these heads of state, this would certainly be an issue to look at.
The question then becomes, what will be different from this meeting? Because the situation, as I said initially, seemed not to be improving. There is more violence. The opposition is boycotting the poll. And the heads of state keep meeting to try to find solutions to the problem, yet the solutions appear not to be working on the ground.
The difference would certainly come from the discussion. So, I mean, we don't need to preempt what they would definitely see. These are the heads of state with wisdom, with advice, with people on the ground, with looking at the situation itself. So certainly, let's remain very optimistic that something good will come out of their wisdom.
So what will the government of Tanzania tell the people of Burundi ahead of this meeting of heads of state and government on Monday?
Unfortunately, Tanzania President Kikwete is speaking as the chair of the East Africa community. So certainly, the stand of the heads of state will certainly remain to be the stand of the Tanzania government.